Hello, hello, hello. This is your dude, Mahmood. Welcome to We Could Be Wrong with Still Sean and Mike. Tonight,
hey guys and gals.
Tonight we've got a few topics on the hand. It's going to be individuality, sense of justice, nationalism, and then AB 1840, which is a proposed bill in Sacramento that will allow immigrants to buy houses or promote them.
Undocumented.
We'll discuss that. We'll discuss it. Yeah.
Right.
So let's bring in the topic.
Real quick. Let me mention about that, about the California AB 1840, because I did a lot of research on this. What I found out, this is called the California Dream for All program for first-time home buyers. So it's doing grants for people that are first-time, first-generation home buyers. Now, this bill, which I understand some people are upset about, and I kind of – I don't know if I agree or disagree, but I kind of follow Renee on this, that I'm not sure if I agree with it. But this bill would specify that the definition – and this is from the California website, Congress website. This bill would specify that the definition of first-time home buyers includes but is not limited to undocumented persons. So an application under the program – shall not be disqualified solely based on the immigration status. They still have to qualify funds-wise and everything else-wise, but they can't disqualify them for being an undocumented immigrant, which, again, I don't know if I agree with. I don't think I do, but that's for you guys to discuss now. I just told you what I read on the website.
Okay, so if they're undocumented.
Okay, so what's the difference then? What's right now, undocumented people are buying houses.
They shouldn't.
Well, this would be money from California to get down.
That's the thing.
They have to pay it back if the house sells ever. It's under the contract.
That's what upsets people. It's not whether they're discriminated or they're excluded from buying houses, because illegal immigrants buy houses every day.
Right.
It's the thing that the U.S. now our taxpayer dollars are now gonna help them to buy houses.
Well, I have a question. So are these illegal aliens or undocumented immigrants, are they getting like state help while they're buying?
So it's from the state, but they have to qualify. They still have to fill out an application.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean, I'm sorry, Sean. I think Mike is leading to what I mean. Are they getting like EBT and other shit like that? Are they coming here straight with hard cash?
They do if they have kids here.
But if you're undocumented and you have kids here and
you're undocumented, you can apply for food stamps, welfare, all that stuff.
Okay, so if you're getting that shit, you shouldn't have the money to buy a house.
Right, they don't qualify under California AB 1840 unless they make a certain income, and that's part of the application.
Let's clarify real quick. Okay, this is a program for low-income people. That's the nature of the program. It's money that the state is putting out for low-income people, okay? Anybody can apply if they meet the criterion of being a first-time home buyer, and obviously they have to have jobs, and they have to be able to afford to make the payments, okay? So far, so good. Everybody, it's the same.
Yes, that's now.
Well, it's hard to understand, because if you're undocumented, you can't have a job.
Okay, sure you can.
You're not supposed to.
No. DACA is undocumented.
DACA
are the kids that are coming here, that have been here, that were born here. They're not documented still.
They're under the DACA, which is different.
Okay, but
I'm talking about new immigrants coming in that are undocumented.
Hold on. There are immigrants that have been in this country for 10 years that are undocumented.
I understand that.
Okay, so that's I'm not. Hold on, just real quick. I have mixed feelings about
DACA.
This as well.
Is a very specific group of kids.
Okay, but they're undocumented. They're still undocumented. Yes.
Mike, bring in your point.
There are undocumented people in this country that have been here for 10 years. They're working. Wife and husband both have jobs. Okay, they're working. Their kids are in school
illegally.
Their kids are in school. What?
Illegally.
Illegally.
No.
Yeah.
The kid.
You have to be documented to work in the United States.
Or have a green card.
That's documented. Green card is documented.
In circles. We
just need clarification. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, green card is documented.
But the issue is, Renee, they have to qualify for this. They can't just come in and say, give me money. They have to qualify.
If you have a green card or a work visa, whenever you're working, I say, that's documentation. You're allowed to be here. You're allowed to work here. Undocumented means... you're not supposed to be here.
Understand that.
So the issue with it is that we're having these undocumented immigrants.
And I'm not sure about
the teaser. I can't hear you, Mike. You're breaking up.
So that
my mood.
I can hear you. My mood. Not Mike.
So the issue that we're having here is that
if you have a green card and you're working, you still are not a citizen.
No.
Okay.
But you're documented.
Oh, okay. Okay. Maybe that's what I'm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Documentation means that you have permission. You have a green card, a visa, something that allows you to be in the States where they can track you and you can work and you can do a lot of things. Undocumented means that you have absolutely no green card. You came here with no papers.
And you still have. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I was misunderstood. Yeah. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we have no problem with people that have been 10 years, they have green cards, they have visas. Yep. The problem is people that get here undocumented and we're paying, our tax dollars are paying to give them down payments for
house. Okay, so hold on, Sean. Is this a fact that that's what's happening? Because if it is, I'm absolutely 100% behind Renee on this.
It hasn't passed yet. And what they're talking about is having a lottery system, and they still have to apply and be qualified for it. Look at the law. It's on the website.
I understand that, Sean, but why is it even something to even contend with? Why
are we even talking about it? I don't agree with giving undocumented either. I don't agree with it.
So this is the problem that half of our other fellow citizens have. Why is this even being talked about? Why do we feel that it's important that this should be talked about?
The reason
In other words, the purpose of the law only says just because you're undocumented doesn't mean you would be net automatically disqualified.
Right.
But at the same time, what I hear Renee saying and what I feel the same way is it's if you're not documented, then why would you get any form of government money when it should go to other people?
I think
happening is with the influx of undocumented people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make this controversial, but I think the left
I'll do it. So here's
preparing an upcoming wave of people that are going to need houses. Now, that's what's happening.
Go ahead, Chris. Here's the thing. The fear is this. The fear is, you know, us other citizens are now learning of reports of ghost flights that have up to 300. What's the number?
342,000 people were flown in.
That's a different subject.
It's a different issue, but it's absolutely is a different subject, but it has the same root. The same root is, you know, and this is what a lot of other people are saying is that in places like California and places like New York, what they're doing is they're laying sort of precedence of, hey, you know, because you're undocumented, you can still buy a house. Well, what they're slowly doing is running over citizens and giving these undocumented citizens all these kudos and all the
because it's not just them.
Can I explain the flights real quick, Chris?
Because it does interconnect though, Mike.
It's a different issue though.
So the thing is, what I feel is like, this is the reason why we have our borders overrun. If they believe they can enter a place like California, one of the hardest states to live in, by the way, one of the hardest states to live in and get a free fucking property or
you're not
get
getting,
help.
Chris, you're wrong.
No, not free.
It's not free.
And it's not saying they're going to get it. It's saying they can't be disqualified.
Yeah, you still got to have money to buy the house.
Getting it anyway. Yeah. But it doesn't mean...
I think we're all on the same page, actually.
Well, here's the thing about it. Is a person living in California, the hardest thing to come up with a down payment for a house.
Yep, sure.
And someone undocumented walks in and the government is helping them with a down payment, that's huge. That's huge. And they're undocumented. Something that should be left for documented people or people, right, citizens, and not people that are undocumented.
Well, I agree with you.
I do too.
I said the reason that we brought up this whole case with AB 1840 is because the nations of this state, like we've been saying before, have issues with the government representing them. And now we're having these illegal immigrants have a proposed bill that's funding them with resources and it's putting them on
It's not funding them. They're helping them with the down payment.
It just doesn't disqualify them because they're undocumented. You guys are missing the point.
Okay, well, we're obviously not on the same page because we're hearing it could possibly help them.
You're telling us
it only lets them be at the table.
Well, no, but you're exactly right there. It potentially helps them. Saying they're going to get it is wrong.
But don't you understand that that's the problem? Is that it's potentially?
Well, no, I agree with you.
When it would be taken away from other people, and we all agree with that part.
I just don't want to go out there incorrectly that we're saying it's made for immigrants, and it's not.
Well, here's the thing that whether I know, I could say this because I'm Latino. Latino families will all live in one house, okay, and make a payment on a house, and as that house gets paid off, they'll help each other get another house, and then that's how they eventually spread out. Okay, mm-hmm. So you're saying they have to have the money. One of the hardest things for a young couple in California to do is come up with a down payment. Unfortunately, they're not going to have 10 people living with them. They're a young couple trying to get a home. You have 10 people that have 10 people income, and you apply for this home, and they help you with a down payment. Guess what that's going to do? That's going to boost undocumented immigrants and not help young people, couples get a house because they're not going to have income.
It's
going to
help young people too. It's helping all low income.
Because a lot of young people don't have the money to pay for the house, the whole house, especially in California. Houses are very expensive here.
Undocumented immigrants though.
Okay. I don't understand why.
But they will though, because if they know they're undocumented, that means they know they're working, right? They're working undocumented. And they know that if there's 10 of them or 12 of them living in a house, they know they can make the payment on a house. Two, a young couple, a husband and wife, ain't going to have that type of money, where 10 immigrants will.
I understand. The only thing I know is they have to qualify when they apply. And it just doesn't exclude illegals. But I don't agree with that still, Renee. You missed the point. I don't agree with it.
Yeah. I think we really are.
As long as we're kind of on the same page.
Yeah, I think so.
I agree with you. Yeah. But there's ways around that. You got to understand these bills that pass and that people find ways to get around them. And if they can get around them, they're going to have houses and young couples aren't.
So, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I agree with Renee. I think, Sean, this is not an attack on you. I think you have the very optimistic that everyone's going to play fair and by the rules, when I believe in the fact they're not. And this is what I believe
Renee. I can give you a good example.
No, I agree with Renee. Can I give you a good example? Stated correctly, not misstated.
Okay, but here's a good example. California construction has a lot of undocumented people working in construction. Mm-hmm. And it's something that California lets get away with because they're the only laborers that will – young people, young Americans don't want those jobs. Construction jobs are very high paying.
I don't think it's just California. I don't think it's just California. Well, I think Texas and Arizona and, you know, all those areas are.
Yeah, you're correct. You're correct.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they don't want those jobs. They don't want those jobs. But guess what? They're very high-paying jobs. Well, so an undocumented immigrant will have the money to pay for a house.
Yeah.
Yep.
A young couple isn't going to have the money to pay a house.
No, I understand.
Because they're either going to school or even after college. They're coming down. They owe so much money in debt and from the universities they graduate from. They just don't have that kind of cash where illegal immigrants do, believe it or not, in California. Well,
I understand. I agree with that part, Renee.
Renee's saying that the fear is
$50-$60 an hour, and they're undocumented.
Renee's saying that the fear is that these undocumented immigrants are getting the pass to be able to possibly buy homes because they're going to have the jobs that pay them out. They're going to do the nitty gritty work that pay the hard cash to do the job. And that's the hard part. When all these illegal immigrants get land, then it's going to take away from our people in general.
And we agree. We all agree.
I think so.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No,
those are the little things that are happening in that little by little, believe it or not, the country is getting fed up with. Both sides. I mean, even Democrats are upset about this.
Well, you hear us agreeing. This is going too far. Remember, this is that going too far part.
Forget about Trump. Forget about all that stuff. Forget about sides.
It's a bad law.
Issue that we talk about that we can both agree on.
Right. They're going too far. It's a going too far issue. And it has to, you know, when they go too far, they have to bring it back around. And that's a going too far issue. So we'll see how far it goes, whether the bill passes or not. You know, because again, if the bill passes and people who want to get houses are not getting this funds, then they're going to have to scream about it and bitch and say, hey, wait a minute. There are a bunch of families here that have been here or are citizens. These funds are no longer there for them. Yeah.
Right.
Or even documented, you know, here legally with green cards, visas, whatever it may be. They're here. They're documented.
So that's why we are here.
Citizens, but they're
so that we could discuss all of these things, so that we can bring up these important topics and facts, so that we can bring it to the people. Everybody's here to do the due diligence, but if it's not like that, we're not going to know about it. That's why we brought up this topic, so that we can inform the people. Luckily, we're all on the same page about it, and
for the most part, yeah.
That's a good thing. So we'll see how it goes with this bill, if it processes and it passes. But if anybody is going to feel a type of way, at least you know about it from here. And, you know, we could be wrong, but that's why we talk about it. And then you'll tell us how you feel.
Well, what we could be wrong about is, well, I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think the bill should even come up for consideration. I think I think it's about time for us to be all right. You know what? We're very accepting, but we're not going to be accepting for this. And I think the problem is we've tried to be so politically correct and so tolerable that we're just letting anything happen. And this is why there's such a cultural war today. You know what? We don't want to discriminate. Well, I got to discriminate if you're here undocumented. I have
to. Right.
Yeah.
That's easy discrimination.
We agree.
You know, that's a good thing that you said, Chris. And I learned that too, that you do have to stand up for something. And it's about the way you stand up for it and why you stand up for it, you know? And the reason here is not that we don't like immigrants or that we have a problem with immigration, but that there's a problem with the way immigration is being done and conducted, period. So we process these people in, and then the immigrants that are getting here undocumented are getting these resources, and that's why we're hoping the bill doesn't pass.
Yep.
This is part of the rap against Newsom. This is part of the rap against Newsom. This is why, you know, I would be the last person in the world would be voting for a Newsom right now.
I think it was you. I think you and I were having a private conversation where you said that Newsom fucked himself by having this humongous deficit. He's yeah, just he's spending and spending and spending. Yeah. How many of us?
And on, mm-hmm. and on, I think that one of the things was giving undocumented benefits, you know, which I totally disagree with. It should go to the citizens, not to undocumented. I know they're trying to be humane. They're trying to be humane about it. But at the same time, I'm sorry, there are too many people that need the assistance that are here legally, and it should be reserved for them.
Well, you know, you can be humane without giving them a lot of benefits. You can be humane still, but you just don't have to give them benefits over people that have worked their ass off to be here.
Then, once again, I want to make sure that the audience understands. We're talking about people that are undocumented, not people that have permanent residencies, green cards, work visas. Those people are documented. I'm talking about people that are here with no documentation. That's illegally. What undocumented means.
Yep,
so illegally. No disrespect to people that are here with green cards. It's good. They're here. They're helping America. People that are permanent residents have been here for 20, 30 years, haven't got their citizenship, but they're on the permanent residency card. Good. Those people can only be deported if they commit a felony. They can live here the rest of their lives with documentation. People here on visas, student visas, work visas, those people are documented. We know who they are. We know where they live. We know everything about them. We're talking about people that are here living in the shadows with no documentation, working illegally. That's who we're talking about.
Well said. Well said. The topic that wasn't on the floor that I do want to bring up is I'm getting a lot of, you know, from both sides, I'm getting a lot of people grumbling about the Democratic Party trying to switch out Biden. Has anyone else heard this?
It wouldn't switch be a bad out. Idea.
Switch so him out.
Switch him out. Yeah.
I mean, as the candidate?
As the candidate.
With who? Who have you heard?
Well, one name I hear repeatedly that I'm just shocked, you know, is Michelle Obama. I think that would be a nightmare. Not because she's not qualified, but just the...
Before you say that, Sean, I want you to know that Obama did a trial, I don't know what it's called, where he hit up donors to see... Just the like filling the waters of how they would react to Michelle running. So that did happen.
She reacted well.
No, donors, a lot of people, you know, people, if that would be a game changer. If Michelle Obama came in, that would be a total game changer for the Democratic Party. I think that's where they're headed. They're heading towards bringing somebody else in because Biden is damaged goods.
I heard it too. I heard they were going to do that under the impression that Biden was going to be mentally inadept to run a second term. So they were going to put him on the back burner and put a front runner they liked.
See, they would never make that announcement because it just shows Biden himself would have to say,
right.
Due to medical reasons, personal reasons.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what I've heard, medical reasons.
Even at the Democratic Convention, they can put up who they want. Even if Biden wins every state, the Democratic National Committee, when they have their convention, can put up anybody they want for their candidate.
Well, that's what Liz Cheney's trying to do.
With provisions, Sean, you can't just all of a sudden change the will of the people and say, oh, we decide just because you all voted for him, now we pick somebody else. There have to be circumstances for that, Sean. Mm-hmm. Think about it. What would be the point of voting if the committee could change it all and say, no, it's not Biden. We're going to put Fred Jones.
Well, Mike, let me tell you this. Robert Kennedy was trying to run as a Democrat, and Democratic Committee, whatever?
DNC.
We already picked Biden. Biden's the guy. But what about the people? Don't they have a voice? Don't they have a lot of people want to vote for Robert F. Kennedy?
Well, he could still be third party.
Why was
Robert F. Kennedy? I think you got the wrong guy. I think you might be
Robert.
Yeah, it is Robert.
Robert Kennedy.
Robert is. I think his middle name John is F. Kennedy. I'll tell you right now, dude. I think it's
Robert
RFK
Kennedy
Jr. RFK.
RFK.
Yeah, RFK.
Yeah. Jr.
Yeah.
RFK, yeah, Robert F. Kennedy. Junior.
Okay, but guys, there's a process a democratic process to pick candidates.
And now, they bypassed him.
No, he can enter as a third party. He, oh, no, 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 okay.
No, not a third party. Democratic, Chris.
I'm sorry. I know. I misspoke. But the thing is,
I think he's talking about a different Robert. He's talking about the real Robert F. Kennedy way back in the 60s and 70s.
He's talking about his son.
He's not a Democrat. He's not a Democrat anymore.
I know.
Not anymore because of what happened.
Because of what Renee's talking about. And I'm trying to tell Renee he could come in as a third party. But Renee's saying when he tried to challenge Biden, they stopped him.
Yeah.
No.
They automatically said it was. You don't know about this, Mike?
No, I don't know about this.
I'm shocked.
Well, I'll do my due diligence research, okay? Because you have to have certain requirements before you have to apply to be on the primary ballot.
And he did.
Okay, and you have to have certain requirements, okay?
And he did all that.
Okay. I'll look that.
Here's what happened.
Is there anything that this guy does that's good? I don't really know much about him.
The Democratic committee said they shut him out. Said no, Biden's already the representative for the Democrats. Period. He was mad about it. He went on tons of TV, Joe Rogan TV, everywhere talking about it. And that's not democracy. Democracy is you let the people decide. And they shut him out. They automatically made Biden without giving him a chance to run against Biden. Oh, here's another one.
You do know that in various primaries there have been other candidates that have run on the Democratic Party. Run. They have gone out there. I have to look up his name, but there have been other
Democratic
candidates. Yes, this year. Yes.
Here's what happened, though.
Let me explain this real quick.
Okay.
So on multiple interviews, he said he was getting death threats and that he asked for security, which is afforded to everybody that runs for
his uncle and his father were both assassinated.
Go ahead.
And the White House refused him protection, like Secret Service.
That's an accurate story, except you're missing a piece. The piece is typically you have to have a certain percentage of the vote. Look, I could run for president, Renee. If I run for president, are they going to give me that security? You have to have a certain specific amount of the vote before you qualify as getting protection. Okay. He did not reach that plateau, even though he said, well, they gave it to everyone. I read the article about that.
They gave it to Obama in 08. That was one of his major points.
So
how do you feel about that? How do you feel about them giving them to other people in his same position, but not him?
Because he didn't qualify by the numbers.
But here's the thing, though, Mike. I'm sorry for interrupting you. But here's the thing. The thing is that, you know, he had a good point to stand on stating that they gave it to, you know, at that time, Senator Obama in 08. Now, one of the reasons is because Senator Obama was a person of color and it might have been needed. His counter argument to that was, well, my father and my uncle were both assassinated, you know, being a Kennedy, and they still didn't give it to him. This could lead to the DNC, you know, wanting only Biden to be the candidate. And
he was very popular. Robert, you can attest to that. Chris, you can attest to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Renee. Matter of fact, I'm going to have someone come in, talk, you know, still fighting for the fact that RFK Jr. should be in, and someone coming in after the 15th. Absolutely, he's very popular. And I think he could have been, you know, more of a threat to both Biden and Trump if given a fair shake.
You guys are both psychos. You're both way, in my mind. Yeah. You're way
out there. There's a difference. Hold on real quick. I want to respond to the fact of being called a psycho when I've called no one any name.
I apologize. I said you guys are being psycho. I didn't say you were a psycho. That's the difference.
If I could rewind the tape and say both of you guys are psycho. I mean, that's what I heard.
All right.
I could just rewind.
I apologize. The tape. You're right. I apologize. Okay. I totally apologize.
Real quick, Mike, on that point.
Real quick. See, another real quick.
Do you actually believe that Biden is more popular than Robert Kennedy Jr.? When he can't even, when the White House admitted that the reason he's not doing big venues is because every venue that he's gone to that's big, he's been heckled at. That's why they're sticking to campaigning at small events. I showed Chris earlier, tons of every big event he did, this guy is heckled to death where he can't even speak.
He is being heckled, not very popular. I want to say this. I don't want to fight on the fact of who is not more popular. I'll let the audience make that decision. Yeah. I'll let the audience go while I say that. Because what I do want is I want to have a safe space where someone could give their perspective, you know, and not always our perspective is what a fact is or what reality is. That's why people have different perspectives. I'm gonna die on that hill. I can have a perspective that's completely fucking bullshit. But it's my perspective, so to me, it's real. Now, for the audience listening, they could absolutely be like, oh, I totally disagree with A, B, or C. Or they could go and look. Or they could be like, you know what? The way I look at it, it's kind of true, too. I in no way didn't want to say that RFK Jr. was way more popular than Biden. But he could have been a popular candidate. As more so than Vic was for the GOP party on the other side. He was a outlier in a world full of people that are just playing the same old politics, such i.e. Biden being the same old politics.
Hold on.
You know, there is.
Can I say something real quick? Please, I just did a quick Google search on RFK number, on RFK Jr., and it says RFK Jr.'s phone numbers remain high. Robert F. K. Kennedy Jr. takes eye-popping 22%. RFK Jr. ranks higher in favorability than any other major 2024 candidate. It just goes on. So to say he's not popular is an understatement.
Okay, but you guys, what I don't understand here is if he's so popular and there's so many people behind him and he's got all this money, why didn't he come out and get on the ballots like other candidates were able to do?
He couldn't.
Renee, what do you mean he couldn't? He had money. Please.
Okay, so let me. So here's this.
They told him.
Hold on, Mike. They told him. Chris, I mean, Mike, that's why people are outraged because they told him no matter what he did, Biden was going to be the one that was running for president. Period. Well, that's what they told him.
Of course, they want to be the party behind Biden, but to say that they refuse to allow him
So Mike, he went on a circuit. Okay. He went on a circuit saying, hey, you know, they're blocking me in any way they could. They're making it hard for me. It was super important for me to get Secret Service. And they refused me. He gave his reasons. I'm trying to answer your question on why he didn't do it like everyone else. So for him.
But Chris, if he's got. Okay. It doesn't make sense because if he's got money.
Well, he did. He put a fucking commercial out on the Super Bowl. Do you know how many millions of dollars that costed him?
But he's got support. Why'd he stop?
If he's got money, he's got support. He's going to be a candidate. They can't. What do they offer? They're going to say, "Oh, we're going to kill you if you run for office."
He might have hinted at that. I need to go back and listen to all of his interviews again.
Not full of malarkey because I think he's full of malarkey.
Yeah, but you listen to him. But
we could have this argument when we have a person who plans to vote for him during the election. We could have this. This person will be on after the 15th. This person will be voting for him. And we still don't know. Matter of fact, we have Democrats now hoping Biden will step down. This is how this whole conversation
started.
How
many times have you heard me say that, Chris?
Yeah, I understand, Mike, but I'm not trying to call you out or point it out. But I'm telling you, we don't know. He could easily still walk in. Let's see what's going to happen. We were just having a conversation.
Okay, so here's an article from Forbes. Says the DNC accuses RFK Jr. of illegal effort to get on state ballots. I think that's what the issue was from what I remember of the interview. States weren't even putting them on ballots.
Give me a chance. There's a criterion to get on the ballot. Let me look into that, okay?
Okay.
I'll look into that.
Well, again, let's save it for when we have Carla come in.
Yeah, to be continued.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the one issue I have, guys, and this is simple. I mean, everyone who doesn't get what they want nowadays claims it's fake. Katie Porter in California said it was rigged. They spent too much money against
it. So did what's his name? Schiff, Adam right. Schiff.
No, Adam Schiff won. How'd you say it was rigged?
No, but he won?
He was the number one person. It's going to be him and Garvey in the election for the state Senate.
I mean, Sean, it's so easy to say that it's rigged, but that's why it's up to us to look at the details.
Really? She said it was rigged? She did?
Yeah, she said that. She said they were against
denier.
It's rigged. But that's what everyone who's loose nowadays says it's rigged.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
They should lock her up.
I thought she was a pretty sharp lady, actually. That's a bummer. That really disappoints me.
Everyone's saying it's rigged if they don't win. It's come the way of life.
That's my point. It happened in 2016. You know, Hillary Clinton, it happened. No, she was saying that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president.
Right.
She was denying it. You know, everything. Everybody was saying he was illegitimate. It was robbery. It was rigged. All that. So, but you know, unfortunately, the only people. They say it's election deniers, Trump, but it happens on both sides.
Well,
both of them say that when they
understand lose. Completely, Renee. But Hillary did call and concede to him. Trump's still three and a half years later, still saying he won
within 2 days.
So I mean, there's a little difference, but I agree with you.
So let's try to. That. I mean, let's go back to
the interviews where she says
Let's go back to.
The flights.
The fact that people want to, well, some people are hoping that Biden will step down. I mean, is that realistic and is that even smart? And could that just serve, you know, President Trump an easy win if Biden wants to step down? What's our feeling?
No, it depends on who they put against him.
There's a lot of people that don't like Biden for just the way his presidency has been going on and what's been going on in the Middle East. A lot of people have been blaming President Biden as the number one of this nation for supporting some of the actions going on over there. So I can see where some of the distaste with him is and how they might want to switch out a president.
You know what sucks? I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I'm just on your point, Mumu. A lot of the heckling, that's what's messed up because it's coming from both sides, coming from the Democratic side because of what's happening in the Middle East, and it's coming from it's coming from both sides, from Republicans and Democrats. So I don't think he's doing very good, man. I think what we really want,
regardless of a party, whether you're Republican or Democrat, is someone that's strong. And that's why maybe they're trying to switch him out to get someone that's a little bit younger, a little bit somebody more for the people.
Well, that's why they're talking about both of them. The recent Gallup poll says 70% of Americans don't want Trump or Biden because they're both old.
I know, but the question was, do you think that he would be switched out? That's why I would think he would be.
Trump is winning Biden by now, right now. And they say Trump is at his highest, even higher than he was in. Well, he was never at it like this. He was never higher. He was lower against Hillary Clinton, and he was lower against Biden in 2020. He's higher against Biden at this time.
Well, we'll see what happens with that.
Remember, everybody thought Hillary was going to win by big numbers.
Oh, absolutely, double digits.
Double digits.
Absolutely.
Everyone thought that, but
so on a 1-1 right now, he would not win.
But we don't know. We'll have to see.
Who?
Biden. Who?
Biden and Trump?
Yeah.
He said Biden won't win.
Well,
Biden will not win.
I'm going to make you mad, Renee, and I don't mean to. Go ahead. But I truly believe that the only person Trump can beat would be Biden.
And that's probably true.
Yeah.
That's possibly true. But if
vice versa, probably the only person Biden could beat would be Trump, unfortunately.
And that shows you
how bad I think both of them are. I really do. I think they're both bad.
Mm-hmm. Here's the problem, though. The problem is that in the last 10 polls, Trump has been ahead, but Biden went on stage and lied and said he was ahead in the last 5 polls, which was a lie. And he was called on the mainstream media.
It depends on the moral.
He was called on it.
They both lie through the teeth.
Statistics don't lie. Liars use statistics.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I talk about those flights, Chris?
Mahmoud is the guy.
Yeah.
We're late in there, just so you know.
Yeah.
He's a moderator. Okay. Now.
Real quick.
Say it again, Renee. I didn't hear you. Can you repeat that, please?
I want to talk about the incoming flights.
Go ahead. Bring up the topic. Bring it up.
Okay.
Well, let me finish off what we just said. Go ahead. You suggested, Chris, do you think that Biden is going to possibly have somebody else replace him? And everybody else said their thoughts.
I think it would be stupid if he did that. I think it would be stupid. A lot of people disagree with me. A lot of people think it's what's needed. But to do that, I think it would throw the system in disarray. Because if that was to happen and Trump loses, it's going to be, you know, everything's rigged.
It's going to be that way either way.
I see.
Democrats already said that if they have the House, they're not going to certify Trump's if he wins.
You open that up, Mike.
Renee, they can't do that.
You open that up.
All right.
Hold on.
Multiple news stations.
So you open that up, Mike.
We'll finish off with saying.
Because you said it's going to be that either way. You can't make that claim.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes in the future. Nobody here can see the future, bro. We'll see how it goes. If they do it. Maybe.
I mean, I made the claim because it would be highly suspicious that at the last moment they're going to do a whole switcheroo on the guy.
Hey, who's the guy that wears a little bandana? He's in Congress.
He's from New York.
Wears a little bandana.
Yeah.
Raskin.
Yeah, it's not a bandana. It's not a bandana, dude. Why did I just lose my mind? Mike, can you help me? It's the yarmulke. It's a yarmulke, dude.
Well, anyways, he came on mainstream media and Fox everywhere else.
Wait a minute, time out.
And they're trying to start.
He is wearing a bandana because he's going through chemo right now. He has cancer. He's wearing a bandana. He's going through cancer.
Well, anyways, that guy is trying to pass a bill. He's putting forward a bill. Just in time, they're trying to get this through. Just in time to keep Trump out of the election by making it. If it passes through Congress, they can, because there'll be a new one where they can use insurrection. That's what he's trying to do.
Instead of attacking them, can I finish? Let's finish. Go ahead.
Okay. I got an idea.
Okay.
Instead of just trying to stop Trump with all this stuff, what about we just let the people decide?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Wouldn't that be the best thing instead of trying to your hardest to try to stop him, you know?
Yeah.
Let's just let the people decide. That's what I say.
I think we've been trying to say that this whole time is that the power is with the people. And that there's a disconnect with what's going on, with what the people are saying and what's represented in our government. I think maybe most people are feeling that. And we tried to bring that up in previous episodes to where we think that there's a government for the people and then there's an interest for itself. And that's what's going on right now, maybe. But it's up to us to discuss what the issues are and to see where the problems really lie so we can see how we can move forward. And with this one is we need good leaders, strong ones that are actually listening to us, but maybe there could be other disconnects.
Well, you know, first of all, Congress is controlled by the Republican Party. They have more seats. So that bill's not even going to make
Well, the House is. The Senate is still controlled by the Democrats.
Yeah, that's right.
And, where is it?
That would have to go through.
On the House.
It's not. It's a waste of time, Renee. It's a total waste of time.
Because Michael Johnson will totally agree with you.
Well, but don't you think that makes them look desperate? I mean, they're trying to rush all these things.
Desperate. But you know, why would he even? Go ahead.
I think believe it or not, Renee, this is kind of like the Robert F. Kennedy thing. Believe it or not, I think there are some Democratic senators and Republican representatives who actually think that Trump did try to change the election with the fake electors. And that's where they're going back to. They keep going back to that. And they're saying, hey, man, if you look at the evidence, he really shouldn't even be allowed to run for president because he tried to overturn the election. Court. I know.
Let's not forget the whole Russian collusion thing. Remember, that was fact for a long time.
Two different things.
I know.
Two different
things. It is
true. Remember, that was fact. Remember. COVID. That was fact. Everything was fact. And then later on, it comes out, you know what? Maybe it wasn't.
But Renee,
maybe there
isn't
was some
a
pressure
fact.
On these people.
But okay, you know we're admitting saying? That's not we're admitting that's not a fact yet. It's just simply a charge. It's an accusation. Yeah, yes. Okay, that's
all. Nobody has tried for insurrection.
Okay,
totally nobody has tried to try for insurrection.
Yeah, they're trying
because
to.
They can't. No, they're not. Yeah. No, they're not.
Well, that's what the Georgia case is about.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and also with the Jack Smith thing, that's on hold. Until the Supreme Court listens
to it. That's the document, right?
April.
Has nothing to do with insurrection, though, right?
No. Not the documents. No. The Georgia case has to do with the fake electors.
Yes.
Which would be insurrection.
It's a RICO act on a RICO charges, not insurrection. It has to do with fake electors.
No, Renee, you're wrong. I'm sorry. You're a little bit confused.
Okay, let me look it up.
No, RICO is a provision that allows you to go after a larger group of people at one time. It has nothing to do with the charge. Okay?
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead. Talk about the airport. Talk about your flights. You got 15 minutes.
Okay. Here's my problem. Prior to the White House admitting that they had flown 320,000 people into the United States through an app, that gave them amnesty. Prior to that, there was clips on Morning Joe, CNN, and I believe MSNBC, where they were saying that Trump was a conspiracy theorist and he was making up lies about the government flying people in. All this stuff, right? Then it turns out the White House had to admit through a FOIA request or subpoena, FOIA subpoena, they had to admit that they did fly 320,000 people in through the app, through all the stuff that Trump was claiming. Again, conspiracies, lies, and then it comes out to be true. How do you guys feel about that?
I never heard about this story before you mentioned it. So I'm not sure where, because it wasn't.
A Morning Joe. It was a.
But, yeah. Okay, but anyway, so I did some research on this. And it actually is an app that the people are vetted and they have to be fingerprinted. They have to have a valid, unexpired passport to be part of this program. So they are.
Why lie about that? Why not just admit it?
No, I agree.
They didn't lie.
Okay. I didn't hear anybody.
FOIA. There was a FOIA request subpoena that forced them
to. That doesn't mean they lied.
Okay. Renee.
But they didn't tell us about it.
Renee.
They didn't let the American people know about it.
Okay. Can I answer?
Go ahead.
In January of 2023, that's last January, Biden announced the expanded parole program. That's what this program is called. Okay? The parole program is a law that was passed in 1952, which gives the government the authority to allow citizens from certain countries to come in an expedited way, get a visa with financial backing, okay? They fly them directly into this country, okay? They flew 320,000 citizens from Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua. They are the four countries that were allowed to be on this parole program. Yeah. Okay. And it, this program, every president in the last five has used the parole program except Trump. He did not use it. Okay. But this program has been going on. It went, Bush used it. Obama used it. It's not something brand new. It's not this secret thing that they're saying. The guy that wrote the article that you're talking about, yes, he's the one that wrote and got the information. But one of the criticisms of him is it's not a secret. Every month, the Customs and Border Patrol puts out a monthly number of the people that come in from every country that come into our country. Okay? So this isn't some giant conspiracy or secret. Yes, Trump, and yes, especially DeSantis, has been bitching and moaning and going and saying, hey, they've been flying these people into our states, and they're not telling us, you know, where they're coming from, and that's just not accurate, okay? So this thing has been going on for a long time.
Okay, and in the Washington Examiner, is that reliable?
No, it's left, but that's okay. That's okay, it's left, but that's okay.
Okay,
it's right.
It was being kept from the American people. Freedom of information lawsuit had to be issued for the information to be released. The unusual program kept from the public involved at least 320,000 illegal immigrants. The administration admits are inadmissible immigrants, far more than previously reported. The administration admits they are inadmissible immigrants. Despite facing a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit from the Center of Immigration Studies, the Customs and Border Protection has refused to identify 43 exports that were there dumping immigrants after direct flights from Latin American countries.
Right.
While large
So real quick, they have to get sued to get that information out. Please, just one statement. I looked up information on the Center for Immigration Studies. It was founded in 1985 by John Tanton, who's a known anti-immigrant.
Yeah, this guy's
got history of decades-long circulating racist writing. So I don't trust the Center for Immigration Studies.
Yeah. So, guys, I think this is what I have to say on it real quick.
Okay, Renee, on this one, look, Renee, wait.
Immigrant doesn't mean that what he's saying isn't true.
Renee, come on, guys. Okay, come on.
Now he's a racist.
Yes. Huh? Who?
He doesn't want illegal immigrants in the country. That's not being racist.
No, it's a special program.
Then I'm racist.
It's a special program. Okay, Renee, I'm going to do research on Kennedy. I would like you to do research on the parole program.
Okay.
Would you do that for me, please?
I will.
It's called
the
parole program. Okay.
Okay.
That's what I want. Because seriously, once you look at the parole program, you will see that it's been going on for a long time. It's not a secret program like this guy said it is. It's been going on, and that Biden announced in January 23 that they were going to restart the program and name those four countries. If you look at that, then we'll talk about it next time, okay? I'll do my Kennedy thing. You do the parole program, please.
And I'll find more reliable sources.
Okay, well, I saw the article. I read the article you related to. I did. I read the same article from the Washington Post there, or not Washington Post, the Washington Examiner. But I read six other articles with it and got a little bit better feel for it.
Mike.
So just
do your due diligence, and Renee will also do his.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said we'll both all do our due diligence. I think what Renee was also trying to say was, hey, there's all these immigrants are being brought in. Why isn't it being addressed to the media? And why is it so hard to find too? So he's doing his best to get reliable sources, but it's hard for him to support it sometimes. But that's why we all talk about it.
Well, no. So what happens, make sure we have credibility. Mood is all of a sudden somebody decides to totally slant an article and make it sound like this has been a hidden program that nobody knows anything about, but that's not accurate. So his entire article is based on a fallacy that oh, they've been creating this secret program and these people are coming in and they shouldn't be coming in. These people are vetted. It's a special program, Renee, that's specifically vetted.
Okay, but I guess my question would be, one thing that I would like you to look into, Mike, and I would also like to get into, the amount of people that were let in.
It was 320,000.
I think it was actually 345,000.
Okay. Is that common during all those other presidency, or is he in a rush to just bring as many immigrants into the country as he can?
Well, they upped it from 28,000.
Okay.
They upped it from 28,000 to 30,000.
And then?
To the papers I read.
Well, and the article I read also said Biden has brought more people under the parole program than any other president. So I agree with you there.
That is something that adds up. When you have a president that's bypassing screening at the border and just letting
him not bypass. Yes.
Okay, wait. Yes, no, Renee, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Renee, hold on.
They're vetted.
Let me finish.
No, they're not.
Yes, Renee, they are.
Look wait. It up.
Okay, guys.
Then why are terrorists shaming?
Renee, hold on just a sec.
There's been terrorists caught in the U.S. already.
Renee, hold on just a sec.
And they're getting vetted.
One of the reasons for the parole program is because it creates more vetting than just coming through the border. That's why that's his argument for doing it. Is he saying, look,
okay, and that happened before the influx of immigrants, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But no, okay, at least listen to his reasoning. I know it may be, by the way, you missed the beginning of the program when we talked about immigration, and I said one of the things about immigration is we need to control the number of people coming into this country. Totally agree with you on that. Totally. Yeah. Okay?
Okay, so far I think it's something like, okay.
About 8 million.
Never mind. Let me do more. Okay, about 8 million.
Yeah, okay. I believe it's
something like 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 a day.
Yeah,
they wanted to pass that bill, and okay, we'll bring it down to 5,000 a day. That's 3,000 more that ever came in throughout history, a day.
Well, and they let's wanted look into that's that with too. That. Let's look into let's
yeah
look
yeah.
Into
the bill. It, 5,000. It was 5,000 a day, and if they meet that number, they would shut down the point of entry. But if immigrants went to a place where that's not a point of entry and they're claiming asylum, they would still let them in. That was part of that bill. You can look it up. You can look it up.
Let's look it up. Let's look it up.
The purpose, I think what you're saying, Renee, is the provision in the bill is once it reached a plateau of 5,000, they could close that particular thing. Okay. If they rushed into the other one and it reached 5,000, it gave them the ability to close the border. Right now, the president does not have the ability to close the border.
Yes, he does. Because he just announced in one of his speeches, I just saw it. In one of his speeches said he's going to use an executive order to shut down the border.
Why? Because that violates U.S. law.
I know.
It's right to seek asylum.
You
it's
can't.
Right. And who's it okay.
Okay, Renee. And who sued
the Trump administration?
Renee.
For that.
I can hear Renee, you,
the Biden administration. Okay. Thank you.
Renee, do me a favor, please.
One That's how that came about.
One more favor, please. The border. Renee, one more favor, please. Okay? Right. I've asked you twice. Do you remember what I've asked you to?
I'll do the research.
No. Before.
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay,
go ahead.
Before.
Okay,
I've asked you twice, once on the text stream. Okay? And what I've asked you is, President Trump had the ability to shut the border down. Okay?
Yes.
You think he did it because of executive order. And what I've asked you to do is please research that. The president cannot shut down the border from executive order.
No. It was executive orders he set in place that were later reversed that created this issue.
All
Biden has to do is reverse
his executive order
back to Trump's old orders, and the order will be okay.
Please listen. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. President Trump closed the borders. He sent immigrants away. He did not allow them to come in.
That's right.
Okay. Would you please?
I know you're going for it.
What legal authority did he have to close the border? Would you please research that? Please, pretty please?
I will. But you have to understand who took in the court to get it was the Biden administration who sued him for doing that. They're the ones that created that. That's why people say, well, it's against the law. You can't do that. Well, the Biden administration is the one that took them. They're the ones that were fighting for the immigrants to come in. I'm just telling you.
So I guess we'll do our research.
I gotta go, guys. Next week.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, today. Ooh. We'll bring up more information later on the immigration and what we discussed. But reflect on what we all said today about nationalism, immigration, our TSA, the media, and let us know what you think. Sean, you want to do Today in History real quick?
Oh, crap. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I forgot.
All right. Don't worry about it. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
I screwed up. My bad.